أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. سيقول السفهاء من الناس ما ولاهم عن قبلتهم التي كانوا عليها، قل لله المشرق والمغرب يهدي من يشاء إلى صراط مستقيم. As explained in this ayat, the first ayat of Sayyakul yesterday, the occasion of the revelation of this ayat was that first Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam in Makkah Sharif, while he was in Makkah, he used to face the Kaaba as his Qibla and make his namaz. When Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam made hijrat and went to Madinah Sharif, then by the command of Allah, he was now commanded to face Baytul Muqaddas. In from Madinah Sharif, Kaaba Sharif was in the south, Makkah, and Baytul Muqaddas was in the north. So two complete opposite directions. So Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam for about a period of 16 to 17 months faced the Baytul Muqaddas, Baytul Maqdis, and performed his namaz. But all the time his desire was that the command must come that he must face Baytullah. By nature he was inclined towards the Kaaba, towards the Ta'mir, the building of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, and Millat Ibrahim. By nature he was. But without Allah's command, of course, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam will never do anything without the command of Allah. For this, sometimes his eyes should lift, be raised towards the heavens, that is the command coming that I must change my Qibla. Then finally, Allah Ta'ala gave the command when they were busy with Asr Namaz and they were facing now in the south, in the north from Medina Sharif. And Allah gave now Tahweel Qibla, and which many of us must have visited the Masjid, Masjid Qiblatayn, the Masjid of the two Qiblas, which is kept in order till today. The Muslims were facing towards the north, and then Allah gave the command, now face towards Kaaba, and they turned around in the namaz. And the Imam went from the one side complete to the other side, and they followed now the command of Allah Ta'ala. On this, the Jews, the Christians, the polytheists, the Mushrikeen in Mecca had a lot of comments to make. The Jews used to say that he was facing our Qibla, now why did he change and face the other Qibla of the polytheists? And they used to say that our Qibla is the best Qibla, the Qibla of all the Anbiya. And now Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given up that Qibla and is following the Qibla of the polytheists, of the mushriks of Makkah. And they should also say that what kind of a religion is this? Sometimes they're facing this side, sometimes they're facing that side. They also used to say that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, na'uzu billah, he hasn't got direction in life. Sometimes he's doing this, sometimes he's doing that. The polytheists, the mushrikeen used to say that he's facing the Kaaba, he's coming back to his old forefathers' religion. And gradually he will come back, na'uzu billah, to idol worship also. Now he's facing there. So all this caused sadness and sorrow on the heart of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all this criticism. So Allah, by which is by human nature. So Allah Ta'ala consoled Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, Sayyakul as-sufaha'u minan nas. The stupid and ignorant people from amongst mankind, they will say, ma wallahum an qiblatihum allati kanu alayha. What has changed them from the Qibla that they were following? They were following Baytul Muqaddas, now why have they changed? And they are following the other Qibla now. This is what the sufaha, the stupid people and idiots will be saying. For believers, for us, we should always keep in mind whatever Allah's command is. Whenever Allah's command comes, whatever it is, whether it makes sense to us or not, whether the world criticizes us and speak ill about us, but we must follow the command of Allah Ta'ala. This is a great lesson for us in our life. This happened one time, Tahweel al-Qibla, the changing of the Qibla. But it is a lesson for us in our whole lives, that we must not worry of criticism of people, we must not worry of practicality. They were facing, like now we are facing, in the direction of the Qibla, and to turn around and face in the complete opposite direction, it seems to be very also impractical, and in namaz they change their direction. So all this is to show us that we must be always ready for the command of Allah. Don't look at the things of this world, unity of this world, for example on the moon issue, that we all must be united. But we must see that what is the command of Allah. And we must follow the command of Allah Ta'ala, and not what we think is right and what we would like. So in all matters we must face in the direction of Allah. And the object of facing a certain direction in itself is not an objective. The objective is to please Allah. And whichever command Allah gives, face this direction, face that direction, we must face that, and we must find the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. قُلْ لِلَّهِ الْمَشْرِقُ وَالْمَغْرِبُ. Say, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the east and the west, all directions are for Allah. Whichever direction Allah fixes for you, that is the direction you must follow. Don't follow your whims and fancies. Don't worry what people have got to say. See what Allah's command is. And follow Allah's command no matter what amount of criticism is made against you. But follow the command of Allah Ta'ala, and through that, يَهَدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ إِلَى صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ. Allah Ta'ala guides to Sirati Mustaqim whomsoever He desires. And by namaz and facing the Qibla, this is a great means to reach Allah Ta'ala and to find Sirati Mustaqim. So Allah's command now is permanently that we face the Kaaba Sharif. So we should always face in the direction of the Kaaba. In our namazes, it's natural. Even if we're doing our nafil ibadat, zikr, etc., it's also preferable that we face the Kaaba, we face the Qibla, unless there is some other reason for not facing. Otherwise, we should face the Qibla, and that is the best, and that is Sirati Mustaqim, the straight path. So don't worry about the criticism of people, Jews and Christians today also, how much of propaganda they are making. Just because the Taliban have come in power, unbelievable propaganda they are making, but Allah's system is وَمَكَرُوا وَمَكَرَ اللَّهُ. All the propaganda also falls back on them. And their own people are criticizing them. And their own people are realizing the truth. And the main worry of theirs is nothing else but the spread of Islam. The beauty of the Hajj and Umrah and the namazes in the Haramain Sharifain, especially or in Makkah Sharif, all the musallis making namaz, making tawaf, and increasing all the time. Throughout the world, churches are closing and masjids are being built, and churches are empty, masjids are being full. So these are the things they cannot tolerate. And just to make themselves happy, it has got no effect on anyone. Just to make themselves happy, they make all this propaganda. We shouldn't even lend an ear to it. We shouldn't pay any attention. We have got the most superior deen. Allah Ta'ala is with us, and we must just follow and please Allah. Allah's help will be with us at all times. So we should see all the time in all our matters, take a lesson from Tahweel and Qibla, two complete opposite directions. We also, if our life's direction is in dunya's line, fashion of the world and brand names, and following the Western world and modernism, turn our Qibla and make it now Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the sunnah, and we please Allah Ta'ala, and we don't worry about anyone and anything else, but we turn to Allah Ta'ala. May Allah guide us all to Sirati Mustaqim. سبحان الله وبحمده.